Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from England, we hear Father Ewan Marley, who is prior of the St. Michael's Priory, the Black Friars in Cambridge. Father Ewan's preaching is entitled Voices at the Door.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "The sheep that belong to me listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never be lost. And no one will ever steal them from me. The Father who gave them to me is greater than anyone, and no one can steal from the Father. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord. J.R.R. Tolkien's poetry is not, it has to be said, great poetry. It's light verse, simple verse. But he has one line in one of his poems which I like very much. It's a short poem or song, "I Sit Beside the Fire and Think." It ends with the two lines, "I listen for returning feet and voices at the door." I like the idea that the voice comes through the door, so you can't see who is coming, but of course he recognises the voices. That's the power of voices, that they can be revealing even when the person who's speaking is invisible. It's a great, powerful concept, the voice. It's what makes us human, that we are able to speak to each other. Even if some people have to speak in sign language, it's still a voice. We express ourselves. And it's very powerful in the Bible. Using my computer software, in the Greek Bible, the Old and New Testament, the word voice occurs 722 times. Sometimes that refers to a sound rather than a voice, like the sound of a lion or the sound of the wind. Which doesn't mean to say that it has nothing to say. In fact, in the Gospel of John, Christ does talk about the voice of the wind as if it is somehow saying something very powerful. Chapter 3, verse 8. "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it," but the word is voice, and in fact, some translations say that. "The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the voice of it. You do not know where it comes from, where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Something very powerful about this idea that there is a voice that we do not know where it comes from or where it goes, so we don't recognize that voice. And yet that voice, in fact, is a voice of God. It is a voice at the door. And elsewhere in the Gospel of John, the voice is a voice we recognize, as in today's Gospel. And yet the mystery of the voice is still there. Even when we think we hear God's voice, we don't really understand what that voice is saying. We don't quite recognize it. The first use of the word voice is in the book of Genesis, and it's a use which in fact is the first time that Adam speaks to God, at least the first time we're told that he speaks to God. "They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, 'Where are you?' And he said, 'I heard your voice in the garden, that I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself.'" Now, it's a strange thing that this is the first dialogue between humanity and God, and yet it's a dialogue about humanity not wanting to be in a dialogue. They hear the voice of God, and they feel afraid. It says he feels afraid because he was naked. It's a standard belief that the Gospel of John, talking of the voice, is referring to this passage, this fear of the voice of God, because so often Christ says that his voice is what will heal us. Truly, I say to you, an hour is coming and is now here when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and those who hear will live. It's a voice that wakes us up from death, just as we're often woken from sleep by someone calling our name. I think that's why Christ says, after saying that the sheep that belong to me listen to my voice, he then says, I know them and they follow me. You'd expect him to say, they know me. He says, I know them. I think that's because it's referring back to why Adam is afraid. I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. But you can't hide yourself from God. And we are always naked before God because he knows us to the very depth of our being. There's no need to be afraid then because we can't hide. Instead, we just have to be open. We have to be willing to accept that God looks into our heart and sees a great deal that shouldn't be there, a great deal which is wrong, a great deal that we're ashamed of. But he also sees his own child, his own creation, his own work. He knows us. And he knows what we can be by his grace. I give them eternal life, they will never be lost. No one will ever steal them from me. And he says that because human beings can't really be stolen or snatched. We're free. The devil can't grab us, like all these silly stories we hear about the devil in folklore. He has no power over us. We have the power to listen. Listen to God or listen to lies. Listen to foolishness, the way Adam listened to the voice of his wife. Listen to propaganda, listen to words of hatred and fear. We can do that. Or we can be very still and listen to the voice of God. Because God is speaking to us. He speaks in great silence, he speaks in peace. He speaks also by saying to us what we already know. The presence of God, we know that we need mercy, we need forgiveness. So that theme of the voice of God is not saying that we should hear strange messages or magical incantations or secret knowledge. Simply saying God is speaking to us in our heart because everything we seek, everything we know we seek, is what he offers us. He calls us like the sheep from the sheepfold. He is himself a voice at the door. That's why the last great passage, the last moment, not quite the end of the gospel, but I think the last moment of the story of the gospel, after which is a matter of continuing the story in the resurrection, when Mary Magdalene comes to the gravesite. And there the angels speak to her, why are you weeping? And Jesus himself says the same word, woman, why are you weeping? But she only recognises him when he says that most significant thing. And that most significant thing is her own name. Jesus said to her, Mary. Single word, a single name, common name. Yet, in saying that name, he shows that he knows her, and therefore she knows him. He is Jesus speaking. He is before her. And then she turns and said to him in Aramaic, Rabunai, which means teacher. She doesn't use his name. He uses the description. But then she still has things to learn. She sent to the disciples, and the rest of her life is learning to speak and to hear what Christ says. A conversation carried out in prayer and silence and often without words, as all good prayer often is. So, trust in that voice, believe that he is calling us. And his word is always saying, come, follow me. We have a place to go. In that place, we will be free. With him, forever.